Let's bow before our Lord in prayer together this morning. Pray with me. Lord God, in your word, you've told us through your prophet Isaiah, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. In the very same way that you reflect the father's love to us, you also reflect the comfort of a mother's love to us. You've created men and women to reflect your image in distinct ways, and in spite of our current cultural confusion, thank you for clearly making us male and female in your own image. Thank you for showing us who you are and the kind of God you are through the women in this congregation and throughout the greater body of Christ. Since this is Mother's Day, our hearts are turned to recognize and give thanks for our own mothers and for the women in our lives who possess the heart and soul of a mother. Lord, we're thankful to you and we celebrate those who have given birth this past year and those who are expecting. We give thanks and pray for all the moms who are in the trenches with little ones and every day wear the badge of food stains and wearied bodies. May you strengthen every mom in this room and grant them wisdom and patience as they teach and disciple their children through word and through example. May they be given the honor and thanks they deserve but don't often receive. We pray and are thankful for all the motherly figures in our lives, grandmothers and aunts and sisters, foster moms and mentor moms and spiritual moms who, like Naomi, choose to take on the role of mom to those who need it. Lord, our world needs more women like this now more than ever. Also, we give thanks for those who are like Ruth, our caregivers for our elders, because the generations that need to be mothered and the seasons of our lives can change. We're thankful for those mothering the ones who've even forgotten who they are. We take strength in knowing that you remember their identity when they no longer do. Grant courage and strength to all those who provide care in your name. We pray and mourn for those who have lost a child through accident, sickness, miscarriage, or failed adoption. We pray for the moms who feel like their children are lost to drugs or other addictions. We pray for and walk beside those who are treading that hard road of infertility. Forgive us, Lord, when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it already is. Lord, we give you thanks and celebrate with the moms who have good relationships with their kids. But we also pray for those who have heartache and distance with their children. God, we pray and grieve with all those who have lost their moms this year. We pray for stepmoms who walk in the complexity of the step-parent relationship. We pray for those who will have emptier nests this upcoming year. We pray for those women who are called to singleness. May we rejoice that you're working in their lives as mentors to so many. And may we never make them feel less than because of your calling in their lives. We also pray for those women who are currently single but long to marry and become mothers. God, may they trust in your plan for their lives. Lord God, on this Mother's Day, we pray that you help us to walk with all mothers and all those who fill that role. For we know that mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we are thankful for all that they selflessly sacrifice for us. And in this way, they show us a picture of who you are. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.